We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You can never go wrong with a good primal scream. Dino Bonanno joins us now, Jefferson Parish Council member. Dino, you a big fan of the Who, are you?
Yes, sir. You trying to wake me up this morning, get me going.
Man, that'd be a good venue for Who to do a concert. I know they're at Jazz Fest, but at the Shrine on Airline. So you're talking about redoing it, and I guess the first thing we need to clean up is that the plan does not revolve around minor league baseball at all, correct?
Right. The goal is to turn it into a multi-purpose stadium. There's no reason why that facility is not in use every single weekend. So the goal is to revamp it, to redesign it, and turn it into a multi-purpose facility where you can play everything from high school football to soccer, concerts, music festivals, et cetera.
So that means that we have, if for people that are waiting on baseball, and that it's not coming back?
Well, if you look around, minor league baseball right now, minor league professional baseball is in a state of total disarray. Some are playing, some aren't. So we don't think it's sustainable here. You know, we've tried twice. Mm-hmm. And it just didn't happen. So we're trying to try a different venue. You know, we already have rugby playing there. There is some interest in professional soccer. You know, obviously, if you take it and make that stadium more useful, things like high school football, it'll be used every weekend for that. Concerts, lacrosse is even a growing sport right now. So I want to see a facility where year-round it's in use and not just for a couple months a year. And really, it can be revitalized that whole area. You know, you got the Saints right there. The Saints sell tickets for their training camp, but they can only sell, what, 1,500, 2,000. That stadium holds 10,000. Think about the possibility of the Saints selling tickets to their practices and using that facility for that. So immediately upon taking office, you know, I began discussions with the Saints, with the Superdome Commission, et cetera, about that. Of course, the pandemic kept shutting us down. But people have to realize the parish owns the land. The state, the Superdome Commission owns the stadium. So, you know, we're looking at all aspects of this. In fact, not only just funding the renovations, but how do we unwind all these lease agreements and put a new one in place that works best for everybody?
Have the Saints commented on whether or not they would be interested in holding practices there where they could sell tickets and the public could go
out
and
a lot of it? We've had several conversations with the Saints about it. They're very interested in it. In fact, the Saints are looking to do some expansions in and around the training facility. You know, there's a track of vacant land between the stadium and the Saints training facility that the Saints had use of, and they're looking at, you know, down the road, what do we do with that facility? How do we make that something that we can incorporate into the training facility that's used year-round, not just on football season?
In terms of high school football, would that be, I guess, something that, first off, let me take a step back. Where's the money for this coming from?
So the parish is willing to put up some of this money. Obviously, it's a state facility, so we're talking to the state about the state putting up some money. We've had some very fruitful discussions there. So it would happen in phases. It wouldn't happen just in one year. I would hope to have phase one done by next spring this time, to where we can be able to start using it for different functions. But probably over a two or three year period, you're going to have to change the configuration from the baseball diamond shape to more of a rectangular shape, you know, to accommodate things like football. So you're going to have to put some stadium seating on the opposite side of the field, where right now is an outfield. And then we're even looking at, you know, in the outfield, putting some type of pre-wired facility for a concert stage. You got a pool there we can do things with. So we're looking at all those things and being able to do it in phases over time to make it a year-round facility to not only help the stadium, but to stimulate this whole airline corridor. I'd like to see a hotel built right there and revitalize some of those old dilapidated shopping centers along there as well.
Somebody texted in, and you can answer this when we come back from the break, Dino, because we've got to take a look at traffic. Okay. Soccer, high school football, concerts, and baseball have all been played in that stadium without spending an additional $45 million to change the configuration. So you can address that when we come back. And who owns it now?
The parish owns the land. The state Superdome Commission owns the stadium.
So in terms of maintenance, most of that falls to the Superdome
Commission, correct.
Commission, is it? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, okay. 749, 10 till 8. If you got any questions or comments about redesigning the shrine on Airline for Dino Bonanno, Jefferson Parish Council member, you can text them in to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along when we come back here on WWL. Right now, it's time for traffic. 755, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Dino Bonanno, Jefferson Parish Council member, about the shrine on Airline. Getting a makeover. Somebody already texted in about soccer, high school, football, concerts, baseball have all been played in that stadium without spending an additional $45 million to change configuration. Somebody else texted in and said, what happened to the $50 million white elephant that is the Jefferson Parish Performing Arts Center? Somebody else saying that the last time they tried something with this, that Performing Arts Center was a nightmare in terms of cost overruns. You can address all that if you like, Dino. Jump in where you feel comfortable.
Well, obviously, the Performing Arts Center is an entirely different facility. The two are not even related, not even remotely related. The reason why you had to change the configuration, my youngest son is in college now, played high school football, and I went to a couple games there, and it's not a very good venue. First of all, you can only sit on one sideline. The other sideline is totally vacant because there's no seating on it. And then it's not, you know, your angles for baseball move as you go down each of the baseball of the baselines, move away from the field, not towards it. So you got to change those angles. We brought in a consultant. You know, one of the things we're looking at doing is attracting a professional soccer team here as well to play during a different period of the year. And that consultant has brought in some recommendations for changing the seating to accommodate that. You're going to need additional concessions. When you build additional seats, you need additional concessions and other things like that. You need new locker room configurations. So those are all the things that in order to attract a professional soccer team, you need to add. And so that's the reason for the extra cost. Even if you didn't do anything, the consultant has already told us, look, you know, this stadium has been sitting there in a kind of dormant state for a few years. You're looking at $18 million just to catch up on the maintenance of it to prevent the facility from further deteriorating. So all of those things factor into it. But, you know, it's all about economic growth as well. Like I said, if you have that stadium in use every weekend, that whole area of Airline Highway, which is kind of old and run down, would reinvigorate itself, you know, with different businesses, a hotel, hopefully some restaurants and stuff to locate there to support those people going to venues at the facility.
So somebody texted in about the NOLA Gold. Are you kicking them to the curb?
Absolutely not. No, all of that would fit in nicely together. They would all play simultaneously in different times of the year as well. But NOLA Gold is absolutely a part of our future.
Since I have you, and that is right in the same area. I know it's a different thing, but has that Performing Arts Center worked out or not after it was finally fixed? Is it used a lot? I don't know what's going on in that facility.
No, absolutely. It's up and used just about every weekend. There's concerts, plays, everything going on there. There's people who use them for dance recitals. It's even open if, you know, companies hire it to do their corporate functions and stuff there, their company meetings. So, yes, it is up and running.
So somebody texted in and said, is it build and hope these things will happen in concert with agreements? Or is it build and hope, or are there agreements in place? And that always is a problem, Dino, or a consideration. Who goes first, right? Somebody's got to go first.
Somebody's got to go first. You have to have a facility for them to play. Obviously, we know that there's a great need. We only have two football stadiums in Jefferson Parish, one in East Bank, one in West Bank. So there's a great need for that. If you look at LaSalle Park itself, you know, we have soccer fields there. We have a baseball diamond there. That facility, we're constantly refereeing arguments over different soccer leagues who gets playing time. So the more fields we can build for soccer, the better. So all of those things play into it. I'm very confident that if you change the configuration of it, that stadium is going to be used just about every single weekend of the year.
And finally, will you be able to play high school baseball there? So text in.
No, if we change the configuration, you won't be able to play baseball there now. No, sir.
Okay.
We have a high school baseball stadium at Mike Molly right across the street.
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Dino Bonanno, Jefferson Parish Council member, talking about the Shrine on Airline being, getting a makeover when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.